Brothers and sisters who are watching us online this time, we thank you for having chosen our service for God's name celebration today. May the grace of the Lord and His peace be with you. We are also grateful to the Lord who gives us this opportunity today to follow His words. The message that we are going to develop today is in the book of Judges, chapter 13, the verse 1 to 25. We are not reading all the chapter, but we are choosing some verses. We are reading the verse 1 to 10 and jump on the verse 21 to 24. I read in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, the Israelites did evil in the Lord's sight, so the Lord hardened them over the Philistines who oppressed them for 40 years. In those days, a man named Manoah from the tribe of Dan lived in the town of Zerah. His wife was unable to become pregnant, and they had no children. The angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, "Even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son. So be careful, you must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden foods. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and his hair must never be cut, for he will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite from birth. He will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines." The woman ran and told her husband, "A man of God appeared to me. He looked like one of God's angels, terrifying to see. I didn't ask his name, and he didn't tell me his name. But he told me, 'You will become pregnant and give birth to a son. You must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor eat any forbidden foods. For your son will be dedicated to God and a Nazarite from the moment of his birth until the day of his death.'" Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, saying, "Lord, please let the man of God come back to again and give us more instruction about the son who is to be born." God answers Manoah's prayer, and the angel of God appeared once again to his wife, and she was sitting in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. So she quickly ran and told her husband, "The man who appeared to the other day is here again." Let us come on the 21st verses. The angel did not appear again to Manoah and his wife. Manoah finally realized it was the angel of the Lord, and he said to his wife, "We will certainly die, for we have seen God." But his wife said, "If the Lord were going to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted our burnt offering and grain offering. He wouldn't have appeared to us and told this wonderful thing and done this miracle." This is the word of God. The message that we are developing this time through this text is the role of women and men in the family and in the society during difficult situations. The roles of women and men in the society and in the family during difficult situations. Before developing this theme, let us come back on the overview. The first point concerns the introduction, a short introduction about the book of Judges. We are going to summarize the context, the situation in which this Judges 13 was written. And the second is an understanding of the roles of men and women according to the text we come to read. And the third one is the conclusion that will put the end on our predication. So let us come back on the introduction to the book of Judges. The book of Judges describes the troubled period of people of Israel, which gets from the installation of Canaan to the establishment of royalty. The judges are men and women whose authority comes from God. The authority is much broader than the legal domain, either to govern or to deliver, one more tribe in difficulty. So the Bible says in the verse 14 that we come to read that people of Israel committed sin and they turned away from God. Then the Lord handed them over the hands of Philistines, who oppressed them for 40 years. It was in this context that the judge Samson was born. While going through these verses, in the context of the birth of Samson, we found some roles that the women and men should have in their life. There are some roles that we are going to tell now from this text. And we are starting by the roles of the woman. Let us come on the first verse of our chapter. It is said this: the angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife and said, "Even though you have been unable to have children, you will soon become pregnant and give birth to a son." In this verse, we see the first role of a woman in a family. The first role of the woman is to listen to the Lord, to understand His will, what He is telling us. Because we have this power, He has created us and He gives us this power of listening to Him. A woman who does not listen to God destroys his family. This role of listening to God is not only for women, but also it is for men, for ladies, for girls, for children in the family. We are called to listen to the God and to understand what He is telling during a moment of difficulty. And as you can see in through these verses, the woman, Manoah's wife, had no children. And it was a difficulty. And in that time, there were Philistines who was oppressed them for 40 years. In our context today, we are crossing difficulties in our country, in our Republic Democratic of Congo, for example, the issues of political issues. We are suffering from insecurity, especially here in North Kivu province. All over the world, for example, we are experiencing this time a period of COVID-19. It is a difficulty that we have, but the Lord wants to tell us today to listen to Him and to understand His will through those difficult situations we are crossing. And the role, the wife has a big role in this. If the wife is able to listen and to preach all the people around her, all them will come to the Lord. This is the first role of the woman she could do in the family. The second role is on the verse 4. It is said this, "So be careful, you must not drink wine or any other alcoholic drink, nor any forbidden foods." Here in this verse, to be careful means to live in fear of God in a permanent way. The woman who is mother of all living human, he gives his life, offers possibility to influencing her family on a large scale. Woman has a great work to do in the family. He is an educator of children since the conception. This transformative education requires sacrifice and holiness on the part of the mother, because the children who will come on the earth will become what the mother had communicated. So, the Lord wants to tell us today through these verses that for us, like mothers, we need to be careful for things that we are doing, because we transmit all our habits to our children since our belly. So we have to educate them the word of God. Most of the time we carry babies in our belly, but we don't know how and who they will become. Sometimes we carry presidents of our countries, but we should educate them since our belly. This is the second law that the mother should do in the family. The third one is on the verse 6. They say, "The woman ran and told her husband the message of the angel." Here the role of the wife is the effective communication with her husband. Lots of things go wrong in the family because the communication between the couple causes problem. Sometimes a woman has some good message, but the way she's communicating this message can go wrong because she didn't choose good strategies of communication. And communication is not for women, but even children in the family, even the husband should have non-violent communication. The communication should be gentle and non-violent. And this, God wants to tell us today that when we are communicating with our children, with our husband, with even our neighbors, in our society, we have a message that we can tell. And this message, it is a message of power that will liberate our country, that can liberate your family and other people who are surrounding us. Let us come on the roles of the men. Through this text, the man also has some roles to execute. On the 6 and 7 verse, Manoah listened to his wife while she was communicating the message from the angel. And through this verse, God wants to tell all the men who are listening to us this time that they have to listen to the message that their wife are communicating to them. They could not reject only. And don't pray even for the message. But they need to pray and to listen to what God is telling to them through their wives. On the verse 8, it is said, Manoah made this prayer, Lord, let the man of God come back to us again and give us more instruction about this son who is to be born. If you can understand with me, it is this in this verse that Manoah prayed individually for his wife. It means that we need to pray for our wife, for our children, for other people in the society, in our family, in our church. Because God needs your prayer, needs you, needs your message from this prayer. Husbands should pray for their wife. They shouldn't always reject their wives, tell them before even they pray. This is a big role for men. When your wife tells you a message, first of all, pray for the message and listen, but don't reject the message. On the verse 9, it is said, God answered Manoah's prayer, and the angel of God appeared once again to his wife as she was sitting in the field. Here God wants to show the revelation comes the angel will bring a solution to their problem, not only in the family, but also in the whole nation. Samson is going to be born, and this child will be a blessing in the family of Manoah, and he will deliver the people of Israel who were oppressed by Philistines for 40 years. It means this, babies we carry in our bellies, they are liberator. They are saviors of many people in our nation. We have to pray for them. We have to prepare them before they come on the earth. The verse 22 to 23, Manoah said to his wife, we will certainly die, for we have seen God. But his wife said, if the Lord were going to kill us, he wouldn't have accepted our burnt offering and grain offering. In this verse, the Bible wants to show us that in a couple, there is two kinds of person. There is a strong person and a weak one. But during a difficult time, during a disaster in a couple, in the life of the family, women should stay strong. They should be people who will restore broken souls of their husband, of their children. Because God has given us this power, and we couldn't give up. We should stay strong and go ahead in the mission that God has put in our hands. This message is for us today. If you read the Bible, there are a lot of women who are strong in the Bible, and they did greater things in their society, in their countries, in their church, and in their family. It is a good message. It is a good example that we should follow as women. To conclude our message, what is a greater picture of women and men in the family and in the society? We have to know that God reveals not only factors, but also new connection to those who connect themselves to Him. If we are connecting to God, He will reveal us new factors, and He will even connect us. He will reveal us new things which are hidden. And fearing God and following His word carefully will make us better citizens and better leaders in our family, in our church, and in our society. May God bless His words.